Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. And we'll be on here for the next half an hour speaking with Sherry Mitchell and Jay Mitchell about the Astoria Column, the iconic structure, which is the guardian up on Coxcomb Hill overlooking all of Astoria. Sherry Mitchell is the new executive director, and Jay Mitchell is the site coordinator, groundskeeper, whatever you want to call it, he says. Jay, we're so glad to have you in the studio today.
Thank you.
And Sherry, it's great to know you, and I've seen you at the Lower Columbia Tourism Council meetings. Mm-hmm. So
good to be here. Thank you.
Good. Excellent. All right. Before we talk about all things Astoria Column and updates and all of that, let's talk a little bit about the two of you. I know you came from Alaska, but please tell us a little bit about yourself, Sherry.
Both Jay and I were raised in Missouri, and that's where we met, childhood sweethearts, and he joined the Coast Guard, and we've been all over the United States, but spent 11 years of his career in Kodiak, Alaska, but we also spent 4 years here back in the 90s, and we just loved that lifestyle, and then when we had the opportunity to get orders back here, we snatched it up, and just loved being here, and that's our background. We've just been a military family for years.
And so you all came from Kodiak here to Astoria in June, I believe, right?
No, actually.
Oh, no, you came earlier than that.
We did. Okay. When was that?
Oh, the first time was in May of 95. And then we went back to Kodiak in 99. And then we came back here in 2011.
Okay, so you've been here then for a couple of years, actually.
Yes.
Okay, but only involved with the Astoria Column since?
Like February for me and then June for both of us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Astoria and Kodiak, is there a similarity? Or?
There is. There's obviously the fishing industry, the logging industry. That's all part of Alaska and part of this area as well. We're used to that. We love that Pacific Northwest lifestyle, and it's very similar. The weather can be similar. It is colder there, obviously, but this was kind of a happy medium. We're getting older. We don't like the cold weather so much, so this week's kind of been crazy for us.
I know, and you have the hill that you have to go up and
absolutely
down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sure that has affected visitors.
It has. We've actually had to close the gift shop a couple days. The road has just been too treacherous, and I put on Facebook, on Friends of Astoria Column Facebook, updates for that, because it just gets treacherous, and I don't want people to get hurt. I want them to come up and have fun and sled, but I don't want them to get hurt either.
And you have a lot of locals that you said regularly walk up there.
Yes,
and
yes.
So they,
and they've been diligent in this weather. They have been up. Thank you. Thank
That's
you for
good.
Coming up.
That's good. Jay, why did you all want to come back to Astoria?
It's very similar to Kodiak, the weather is. Like Sherry said, it's not quite as cold. But it's a small town. It's got great people. We enjoy being here. We love being here. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest with you, it's a lot more fun this time than it was the last time because our two young children are grown and out of the house.
So it's just the two of you.
It is just
and,
the two of us.
And then how did the, you're now the executive director
Correct.
Of the Astoria Column, mm-hmm. and you are paid for by the Friends of the Column, and
yes.
we're going to talk a little bit about that because there's some confusion about who manages the column, and there's a city, it's a city park and all that.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So how did it come about that you became the executive director of the Astoria Column?
Well, in February, Paula Bue had hired me to work as an attendant in the gift shop. And then the city had offered the Friends to take over the maintenance and care of the column. So that position was coming open. So Paula had recommended Jay and I to live up at the column and to do these jobs that we have now. And we started that, like I said, about June. And we are paid for by the Friends of the Column. However, we are in constant communications with the city of Astoria, Angela Cosby, Phil Elkins, Paul, the mayor. We always fall back on them for guidance. And if there's an event, say, I always contact Angela, and we do it together as a team. So we are paid for by the Friends and run and do the maintenance of the column. However, we do fall back on the city for advice and teamwork, if you
right.
will.
What does your job entail, each of you?
Okay. Well, mine is basically overseeing the column every day, running of the column, the gift shop, merchandising, and also community involvement and liaison. I try to attend different functions and meetings around the area so that I can be a voice for the local community, for the column, and just find out what the community wants with the column, you know.
And Jay, what about you?
I mow the grass. No. it was kind of humorous because I've been in the Coast Guard for 26 years. And I'd always told Sherry my dream job was the stressful job of the guy on the side of the highway mowing down the road. That's the kind of stress I was looking for. So it was kind of humorous when she said, would you be interested in taking care of up there? I'm like, oh, I get to mow grass? Absolutely. So,
that's right. And you also said you do something else up there.
I try to cut down on some of the mischief that goes on around there just by being on the grounds. But we take care of the grounds themselves, take care of the bathrooms, do all the maintenance and stuff like that. So
is there, and it used to be that people drove up, because I haven't been up there for a little while, that people drove up and they paid $1 parking fee in the gift shop. And then when I was there, I don't know, maybe a few months ago, there were actually people standing there charging you as you drove up. Now, how is that working?
That was a new project for the Friends to undertake, to have a more parking collected, because that parking money goes not only to city for maintenance, but it also goes, you know, to help any kind of maintenance with the park. And what that was, they did raise the price to $2 per calendar year, but it was to kind of increase that revenue so that we could have more money for the city and the Friends to help the maintenance. And also to guide people. We have so many people up there to guide people into parking, you know, designations, because it gets very congested up there. So
let's talk about why people want to visit the Astoria Column. What is the Astoria Column?
The Astoria Column, to me, this is the way I look at it personally. It's the beacon for the community. It's not just some piece of artwork. It is a historical monument that tells everything about our history and it's pride, you know, to me. It's pride for the community. And I believe that it shows the love that this community has for itself, if you will. Because Astoria, Warrenton, Seaside, all the whole community, Gearhart, the whole coast, we all have this great, I don't know, passion, if you will, for our community. And I think the column shows that. I think the column really shows that.
The column, I've heard, is the second most visited attraction on the Oregon coast. I've heard that the Tillamook Cheese Factory is number one, and the column is number two.
Correct.
And then I think Haystack Rock is in there, so I'm not sure. But the Astoria Column is unique, and that is one of two monuments like this in the world.
It is. It is. The other one is in Italy. We had talked about this before, and the neat thing is, I've been surprised about the people coming from different countries just to see our column, because like you said, there's only two. So that to me is pretty amazing that, you know, they come up to see the column from anywhere.
And there was a little confusion about the name. The column was funded by Great Northern Railroad and Vincent Astor.
Correct.
And when it opened in 1926, in July of 1926, there was a big dedication, and it was at that time called
the Astoria Column.
And to this day, it is the
Astoria Column.
Although sometimes locals say it's the Astor Column. However,
and that's fine. It just shortened up, I guess. It was dedicated as the Astoria Column in 1926. The reason they did that is because they didn't want one person's name on it, because it is a history of many people, many fine people in our history. So they just wanted the whole town's name on it. It's ownership of the town and area, not one person.
Okay. And an Italian artist created this sgraffito, which is a particular kind of technique, which is on the column.
It is. It is beautiful. It's layering of plasters that are etched. The artwork is etched in, however light or heavy that etching is how dark or light it is in the plaster.
And in the I have here the Welcome to the Astoria Column brochure, and it says the Astoria Column is an artful summary of the triumphs, conflicts, and turning points of the frontier. And this one I think is dated because it says something like 400,000 annual visitors are drawn to explore the Jewel on the Hill, but you're telling me now that it is?
It's close to 100,000. We're guessing that is with local and other outside visitors, but we're kind of guessing right now. We are trying to do a count on that to be more accurate, but and yeah.
That was one of the reasons that they actually installed the parking guides, is to actually get a little more of an accurate count of how many people do we actually have coming up to visit the column, and we weren't able to do that without those.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the interesting facts about the column? Mm-hmm. Because I know that sometimes people don't realize that it's, like, I think it's 125 feet tall.
It's 125 feet tall. It has 164 steps. If you're in moderate shape, it takes about 4 minutes to climb. If you're not, there's little landings to take a break.
And I have to tell you something, that I had an incredible experience because I love the column. I go there a lot, and I love walking up the hill, and just whether it's sunset or sunrise, it's just an incredible place to be. The deer grazing,
oh,
it's very peaceful.
Beautiful.
And I was walking up the column. It was a crowded summer day, and on one of the landings, there were about, I think, five young girls, maybe in their 18 to 20 kind of area of age, and they were just staying on the stairs, and I wasn't sure why, but anyway, I continued up, and as I got close to the top, they began to sing a cappella, the most beautiful song, which echoed all up and down the column. It was just this beautiful tribute that you know, they just sang, and it was magical.
It is.
Really.
That's nice.
You know,
and
the column is magical, and people are very passionate about it, and they want to know what's going on with it. So I think we should talk about what is going on at the column and who makes the decisions about what goes on at the column.
Okay. Like I said earlier, the Friends of Astoria Column hired Jay and I to live up there.
And who are the Friends of the Astoria Column?
Who are they?
They are a board of directors.
They are a board
right?
of directors.
And Jordan Schnitzer from Portland is
the
chair.
He's the president.
He's the president of the board.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we have people from town that are on the board as well as from Portland. And they have hired us to do the, you know, live up there and maintain it and become part of the community and work with the community and city. And
then you have the city of Astoria, because it's a city park.
Correct.
And Angela Cosby is our new city park. Astoria City Parks Director.
Yes, she is.
Delightful.
She is delightful.
She's actually coming on next week to talk about the wellness challenge that's going to be happening.
Yes.
But so the two entities that manage the column, make decisions about it, are the Friends of the Column, which is a nonprofit organization.
Correct.
And Jordan Schnitzer of Portland is the president. Mm-hmm. And then you also have a board of directors, and you have the city council on the city of Astoria side.
Yes, yes. And we all work together. No huge decisions such as new buildings, taking trees down, anything like that is not made without talking to the city first. And those things can be listened to. They're brought up at city council meetings if it comes up. We don't have anything big other than a restoration coming right now, and that restoration has always been in the Friends' hands. They do talk to the city about it, but that is something the Friends do fundraising for, and they take care of that. But anything else on the grounds, we always contact the city, or any event, we contact Angela or Phil Elkins, you know, to make sure that that we're doing what the city wants us to do.
Right. And how then does the public know what's going on at the column, and if there are decisions to be made? Like, I know you just told me that you all just, and I haven't been up there since you've done that, you've just taken down the hedges that were around
correct.
The perimeter of
correct.
Of the parking area, because you wanted people to be able to see the view.
See the view. And they were so damaged from the 2007 storm. They weren't coming back. They kept dying. So that was another reason we pulled those. That one was not brought to city council, but we did talk about it with the city, you know, before it was done, with Paul and the mayor and everybody. But the only reason that wasn't done is because they were dying. And anything big, though, like, there will be no trees taken down without city council's knowledge, without it being presented at city council meetings. There will not be anything like that built up there that is not, and the city, it will be announced at a city council meeting before.
So the public, okay.
So that's how the public
that's
will
right.
know.
Because I know that transparency is such a vital thing.
It is.
And the column inspires a lot of passion in this community.
It does,
should. And many people want it to remain kind of unvarnished and in its simple state, which is really, you know, just experience it. Go there and experience it. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today my guests are Sherry Mitchell and Jay Mitchell. They Sherry is the new executive director of the Astoria Column, and which is in Astoria City Park. And Jay is the on-site coordinator. And so so you're mowing grass and keeping mischief down and all of that. And also, I know that the Astoria Column was named one of the top five picnic spots in the United States by Via Magazine, AAA's publication.
We're very, very proud of that. Yes. Very proud of that. And how couldn't it be? The vista, the views are just phenomenal.
In terms of visitors, how many people are locals? How many people are visitors? What's your interaction with them, and what's your perspective on that?
We have daily local visitors, obviously, that come up. We were talking about earlier, you know, they come up, they drive up every morning or walk up or come up. You know, the trails just make it amazing for locals to come up. Our interaction with the locals has been so positive. Because we're not from here originally, but we would like to make this our home permanently, we have been, you know, just welcomed in every aspect. And
Sherry calls us locals in training.
Locals in training. Yes,
okay,
we are locals
good.
In training. And it's very interesting to me that that people are so passionate, and that's what makes me love the column even more, because I have local people that come up and I'll be in the gift shop and they start telling me, well, what about this? What about this? Are they going to do this? Don't let them do that. Don't, you know, and I think that is wonderful. I love that passion. I love that. Keep it up. Keep coming to us and telling us what you want, because it is the it is your column.
It's true. I think there has been a lot of fear about a lot of folks coming in from Portland and saying, we're going to impose a huge interpretive center. We're going to cut into the hillside. We're going to, you know, and the thing is, the beauty of the column, again, is its simplicity. And it's, you know, everything is overinterpreted, I think, in the world today. Everything is big. It's concrete. And just having that, the ability to just walk up a little trail in the, and there's grass there. There are birds singing.
Exactly.
You're in nature. And there it is, the column. And it just kind of sneaks up on you. And that's one of the things I think is great about Astoria, is that there's this element of surprise. You never quite know what you're going to find here or experience here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this world where everything is just so moderated for us.
And homogenized.
And homogenized, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's so people are very passionate about that. They don't want it to be a giant, interpretive center.
And theme park,
exactly.
Right.
And so, and I guess to that end, we should talk a little bit about the fact that the Friends of the Column and the Astoria City Council have approved someone coming back with a plan about an interpretive center, or what is that? Where are we
not
on that?
All that is we had Lori Olin come up, and the City Council and some Parks Board members and myself and Jay spoke with him and his assistant about just what could be done to clean it up,
to clean up
the column area, to make it more beautiful. What can we do with that gift shop that is right in the way of the view? Where could we put that to where it's not in our way of the view and not be overbearing? Lori Olin has done a lot of good work, including some work on the Washington Monument grounds.
Is he a landscape architect?
He's a landscape architect. He works on national parks. He's very minimalist. He's very minimalist with beauty and always takes into consideration the landscape. He does not want to do anything that is going to harm the beautiful landscape. And right now, all this is looking. They're not planning anything yet. He's just doing an interpretation of what could be done up there to improve it without making it theme parked and homogenized. He wants to include anything he does with the landscape and make it beautiful.
So he's been contracted by Friends of the
Friends
Column.
Friends of the Column.
So they're paying him to come up with a plan, which we could see in 6 months or a year.
Yes.
To say, here is our idea about how to improve.
And that would be presented at City Council at that time, but that's a while from now.
Right.
Yes.
Because again, where is the transparency, the public being able to be involved? And that you're saying is that when a plan comes back to the Friends of the Column and goes to City Council, then the public could come and say, no, wait, this isn't what we
exactly
have in mind for
yes.
our column.
Yes, they could actually do that. That mm-hmm. will be what you know. That's usually the way
right.
it's gonna work. You know, that's the yeah. way it's gonna work.
Right.
So.
Can the public come to? Well, it's, you said that most of the board meetings with the Friends of the Column are on the phone.
They are.
So. I guess people can talk to Angela Cosby or the City Park and Rexon. They can probably go to those meetings, I guess.
Sure. I'm assuming. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, right. yeah, in any city council meeting.
Right.
Yeah, always go to those
exactly.
and voice your opinion because
exactly.
it's very important. Again, we want to know. We
right.
want to know what the community wants.
Exactly.
We're not here to make it, you know, like you said, this crazy theme park dedicated to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. This is the community's column. This is
right.
the community's park,
right.
and we
right.
want what you want.
Right. Some of what makes Astoria charming to visitors, and I think to locals too, is there's, I don't know, not a shabby chic kind of thing going on,
right.
but there is a little, there's some of that kind of little, it's a little worn. It's a little, okay, and it's not all shiny and perfect because that's Beverly Hills, and
that's
not
what makes
real.
It wonderful here.
And that's what makes it wonderful here. And I think even the column, to make that too perfect to shine it
mm-hmm.
up, it's just, yes, restoration, absolutely, and that's the next
right.
project, and right. that's going to be happening.
And you saying that just makes me laugh, because Dr. Presser, who had done the restoration in the early 90s, was here recently, I think August, maybe? He was here, and he did a presentation, and one of his comments was, when we restored that, we made it too shiny.
Oh, interesting.
He did. It was
yeah.
wonderful. And for
yeah.
him to say that and to realize good. That he did make it a little too clean.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
that's
I totally
great.
Understand
yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
It's because he almost mm-hmm. felt like he took part of its uniqueness away.
Right.
So
there's a soul and a spirit.
Exactly.
I mean, in things, in
exactly.
Even in the column, and like the Velveteen Rabbit, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's something
uh-huh.
wonderful that's real about yeah. something
absolutely.
That's a little more authentic and all of that. So, okay, so what's going to happen then next is the restoration, mm-hmm. which is going to be happening. You're going to do a new website?
We are doing a new website. Tiffany Estes with Whole Brain Creative is working on that right now with board members and the friends to have that up. Hopefully that will be up maybe January, February. We're not quite sure the time frame. They're still working on gathering data for that. We just need an update. Ours is getting a little worn, kind of like the column, but our website needs to be updated. We do have a Facebook page. We put closing updates on or opening updates and, you know, what we have new in the gift shop, pictures, weddings, whatever, you know.
And the gift shop, you know, I've done a lot of my Christmas shopping at the gift shop, and also pavers. For $125, you can
yeah.
buy a paver and give that to someone, because we don't need more stuff. Although if you need cool Astoria socks or things
yeah.
like that, you
yeah,
can get them at the column. And you can dedicate a paver to someone.
You can for $125. Now we have bigger ones that are more, but for $125, that money goes to any restoration projects. You can dedicate. You have 26 spaces you can utilize to put your loved one's name on, either as a memorial or just a tribute or just a thank you.
Yes,
you know?
I gave a paver to my daughter when she graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's wonderful. It's a wonderful
and
gift.
It is a wonderful gift. And you also mentioned that you're going to be starting a volunteer program.
Yes. We would like to start a once a month cleanup at the column, just to pick up trash, kind of weed, you know, the little sites, once a month, Saturday mornings, and it will be on the website and Facebook once we get this all finalized. Mm-hmm. We're in the beginnings of it. But just to come up, pick up trash, have coffee and donuts, visit with our neighbors, you know, because we're up there on the hill. We get kind of lonely sometimes. So
I was wondering how it is to live up there. Jay, how do you feel about living up there all the time?
Well, in the summer, you cannot be upset with having people in your yard all the day.
Okay.
The children go after all the planes.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a plane left behind in the summer.
No.
The
glider.
They go through
yeah.
all of them. But we absolutely have a blast up there.
We love it.
It's awesome. We get to meet so many unique people from all over the world.
We do.
And it's quite a... quite impressive.
And people are allowed to bring their dogs up there on leashes.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Although they can't
yes.
take them up into the column
yeah,
itself.
Don't take them up into the column, but you can have your dog there. We're very dog friendly, and we even allow them in the gift shop. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And usually there's a bowl of water outside, actually,
usually
too.
There is
that's
a bowl
right.
of water outside.
And also, you have concerts and things. So you probably, are there some concerts coming up in the spring and summer?
That was run by the city the last time they had the big concert. And there were some... some problems with that, with getting up the hill and not. And so what we're talking about now is not necessarily a concert, but we're talking about different events like Senior Citizen Appreciation Day, Community Appreciation Days.
That's great.
Different kind of events like that.
It's tricky, though, because, see, when people have driven from a very long way and mm-hmm. then they want to see the Common, it's closed because of some of a concert, that's an issue, isn't it?
And that's what I was going to say is I hope people don't get upset when the wind's really high. I do lock the column down because it's very dangerous up on the top. Mm-hmm. And Sherry puts it on Facebook and things like that. But it's mm-hmm. just for their safety. If you can't stand up at the bottom, you definitely cannot stand up at the top.
That makes sense. And we do get some roaring winds here.
Yeah.
We only have a few minutes left. What other things would you like people to know about the Astoria Column, how they can get involved?
Come talk to us.
Come talk to us. If you see something that you like or don't like, let us know. If you want to come up and say, hey, Sherry, here's my number, I'm willing to volunteer, do it. You know, come up. Give us your ideas. Give us your thoughts. We're here for you and the community. We're not here for ourselves. That we're community aware, and that's what we want.
Yes, yeah. And there is a lot of pride and a lot of passion in the column and mm-hmm. In having it here. And definitely it's to be shared with people
it
who come from all over the world. However, the locals really use it, too. They really go up there.
Oh, they do. Even, absolutely, and we love
at
that.
At night and mm-hmm. All the time. So I think mm-hmm. that's really important. So how do people reach you? And also, what's the website for the column?
Website is www.astoriacolumn.org. It is our old one right now. We are getting the new one, like I said. We also have on Facebook, Friends of Astoria Column. That's where we put all of our updates. And then you can also reach us at the gift shop at 325-2963.
And how do people become involved with Friends of the Column? I mean, is that a membership organization? Can they join that, or do they, or is it ongoing? How do people support the column on an ongoing basis?
Ongoing basis. You can always donate. We are going to start a program where, you know, you can be a member. We haven't done that yet, and it's never been utilized, and we are starting that, and it will be up on the website once that is up, and you can donate at any time and become a member once that's up.
Oh, excellent, mm-hmm. excellent. Jay, any last things you'd like to say?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for both of you being here and bringing
thank
this
you.
Bright new energy
oh, thank you.
To Astoria and to the column. And I hope that all of you will visit the Astoria column, cherish it, be involved. You can buy incredible Christmas gifts at the column.
Local products as well as funky made things. So, yeah, come on up. There's all kinds of
new
stuff.
And again, the paver for someone who has everything, you can get them a mm-hmm. paver at the
absolutely.
Column, which is a great way to honor them. Yes. Thank you so much, Sherry and Jay, you're a great addition to the community.
Oh,
we're lucky
you.
To have you here. So look forward to working with you all in the future. And Terry Wilson, I want to thank you again, our engineer extraordinaire, for pulling it off yet another time. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those things. That will expand them. Focus on the things that are working well in your life. There are always going to be things that don't. Focus on those things which are good and on feeling good. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one. For doing the best you can and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.